Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The Toronto Raptors fans that were hoping for a tank were praying that the Toronto Raptors lose enough games to they have the maximum chance of keeping the draft pick for this season. The people that were hoping for all that, well, their prayers, their calls have been heard as the Toronto Raptors not only obviously blew up their team, but are now dealing with injury after injury after injury. And we have a major update regarding Jakob Poeltl, some smaller stuff regarding Agbaji and some other guys on this Raptors team, which makes it seem like that this Raptors group is going to be losing a bunch of games to close out this year. And last night's game against the New Orleans Pelicans, which I was just too sick to my stomach to actually react. Not that it's a bad thing that, you know, it's unexpected that the Raptors lost, but it was just such a demoralizing L. I had to wait to today to actually recover and record on this type of thing. But there were some positives. Javon Freeman Liberty definitely had a solid performance in this one. So we're going to break down the latest injury update regarding Jakob Poeltl and some of the takeaways from the Raptors' most latest game. But let's dive into what's been going on. And we hit 34,000 subscribers. Thank you, folks. You know, I'll get the pizza party animation going for it to celebrate. You know, no win streak right now, but I appreciate everyone that's been hitting the subscribe button. Again, this season, you guys have been absolutely killing it. You know, subscribing the channel, checking out the vids. It means the world to me. You know, it's been an interesting year for the Toronto Raptors and hopefully the start of something big for not just this channel, but the Raptors as a whole. So shout out to you, folks. But let's dive into what's been going on because the Toronto Raptors center Jakob Poeltl has underwent surgery to repair a torn ligament in his pinky finger on his left hand, and he is out indefinitely. Now, the Toronto Raptors, we've seen it. When Jakob Poeltl is out of the lineup, especially where we are depleted in the front court, really just Kelly Olynyk and another guy that I have another video loaded up on regarding Chris Boucher, those are our solidified actual NBA players we have in the front court, and the rest of the guys are prospects, projects, and smaller players. Right, the Raptors are not deep in that front court position, and Jakob Poeltl going out only hurts his team further, and being out indefinitely indicates that he's not back soon, and the Raptors have no need, no intentions, no reason to rush him back, even if it's just a pinky finger injury. And then there's been some chatter about the injury itself. You know, MD out there on Twitter basically discussed how Embiid missed 9 games after undergoing a similar surgery on the fourth finger of his hand in 2020. The Raptors have 20 games left and left less than 6 weeks remaining in the season. And Josh Lueberg says it depends on their recovery over the coming weeks, obviously, but with so little at stake for the Toronto Raptors, there's a reasonable chance that both Poeltl as well as Scottie Barnes have played their last games in 2023 and 2024. So again, this completely makes sense. Absolutely zero reason to rush back Jakob Poeltl here now at this point. And it gives opportunity for, you know, Jonte Porter, who again is a fringe NBA guy now at this point, that to earn himself, whether it's a roster spot with the Toronto Raptors or you know, display his talent across the NBA and things like that. Mamadou Gueye is a guy that the Toronto Raptors have signed on a two-way contract that could be given some interesting run to close out this season, prove that he is the Chris Boucher replacement some people have been calling for. Again, Chris Boucher in the doghouse fully right now for Darko Rajakovic. And even with the depleted lineups, even with, you know, no other bigs to really speak of in the rotation, right, Chris Boucher is still not getting runs. So his future with the Toronto Raptors seems very much in jeopardy and seems like he will get traded over the course of the offseason, if not bought out, because I feel extremely bad for Boucher, but I'm talking about him in another video. But it's not just Jakob Poeltl who's out with injury right now. Ochai Agbaji is also done for the night with left knee soreness, left last night's game. And you know, Agbaji's a guy that I've been very, very happy with his performance, but has been a little bit inconsistent, especially shooting as of late, a step slow, even though I think he's doing the little things out there really well on the court. But injuries, left knee soreness, is dealing with sort of an issue. Again, he's a guy that I definitely want to see play down the stretch of the season, like Scotty Barnes, Jakob Poeltl. Again, it'd be nice to especially get reps for Scotty playing with this young group. He's still a young player himself, but we've seen him be an all-star this season. He doesn't have a bunch to prove, just has a lot of work to do to, you know, take his game from all-star to star-star, all, you know, superstar level, you know, at this offseason. But that's Scotty Barnes. But Ochai Agbaji is a guy that, you know, didn't find his footing with the Utah Jazz and has been playing well with the Toronto Raptors as of late. So him being dealing with injuries, you know, ticky-tack stuff, you know, close out this sort of year would be annoying. So I'm hopeful that he gets healthy, is ready to return and prove, you know, to the Toronto Raptors that he deserves a spot in the rotation next year, or, you know, try to do that, have that opportunity. But the Toronto Raptors did play a game last night, and it was a bad one. It was a bad one by not by any stretch of that imagination. Basically, the Raptors lost by 41 points, the fifth largest margin of defeat in franchise history. Allowed 24 threes, the most they've ever allowed in a game. You know, and Trey Murphy had a career high in threes with 10 made. So looking like Klay Thompson out there, Trey Murphy the third. Again, a guy that's been linked to a bunch of Toronto Raptors trades in the past. But there's a guy that, there's one positive from this game, one thing we can kind of take away from, and it's that Javon Freeman Liberty finally got some minutes, finally got some opportunity in just 18 minutes, had 13 points, had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, you know, and, you know, 4-7 from the field, just look good out there. Look like a solid guy that could come off the bench for the Toronto Raptors and put up buckets, you know, get some points in the paint, get some points around the three-point line, some jump shots, make his free throws. Javon Freeman Liberty's a guy that I've been calling to get some run, get some minutes with the Toronto Raptors, and in his first sort of opportunity, he's proven the Raptors coaching staff, you know, the front office wrong, proving that he should have been a guy that was called up earlier, given an opportunity in the rotation earlier, again, leading the G League in scoring. I'm really happy that Javon Freeman Liberty, one, got some opportunity, and two, took advantage of it, proving that he probably should have been getting some more run, you know, over the start of this year. But he was a positive takeaway. I mean, you know, new two-way Ramsey came out, got 5 minutes of run. Mamadou Gueye got 3 minutes. But Wara hit some buckets early and then cooled off a lot in the second half. So that was a positive there. Again, IQ was solid 17, 7-7. A lot of that came early on as well. You know, early the tires fell off at the Toronto Raptors as this game went along. Again, Gary was hotter early and then fell off a cliff. Kelly Olynyk, 15 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, proving why he got that contract. Stat sheet stuffer, you know, a really only big man here now at this point. You know, RJ, 15 points, just mid-games from our starters. You know, Wara, I was impressed with him early in the game, as I already mentioned. DJ Carter, not doing too much. Grady Dick, definitely his worst performance, in my opinion, since the resurgence of Grady Dick, you know, since he's gotten the opportunity to be in the Raptors rotation. But again, 20-year-old rookie, not going to be perfect. We can expect nights like this here and there. But, you know, from the Pelican side, I mean, the Raptors had no answer for Trey Murphy III. Mans just went nuclear, 10 of 14 for the three-point line. You know, and it just is what it is. It was a rough night for Toronto. We're a young team, and things weren't clicking. And you're an inconsistent squad when you're a young team. That's kind of just how it goes. But, you know, when your entire team is sort of off the marks, you know, with the exception of Javon Freeman Liberty, and you're going up against, you know, a playoff team in the Western Conference that are fighting for positional battles and stuff, it's a recipe for disaster. So the Raptors, again, I'll play the tanking animation one more time. I'll get it sort of rolling because Yeah, I can see the Toronto Raptors making a push for those bottom seeds in order to keep that draft pick. But let me know what you guys think about the Toronto Raptors. Unfortunate injury news. Wishing the best for Jakob Poeltl, Obagi, Scotty Barnes, Bruce Brown, our entire team that's dealing with injuries right now. But hopefully things will we'll get some good development out of it. That's the true hope. And then hopefully the Pacers lose a few more games. I mean, Mavs, come on, beat the Pacers, stop losing them. Watching more Mavs and Marcel down there covering the old Mavs. But you know, we got to be beating the Pacers, got to lose, man, so we get to 2 potential lottery picks this year. But folks, you guys are best. I'm signing out. Cheers.